There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
56% of job seekers say the biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications. This according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be lonely, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding that job that fits you. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location nearest to you at expresspros.com. No fees for somebody seeking a job. Visit expresspros.com.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
This is hour two on this Wednesday. That was a fast first hour. Be a busy second hour coming up. We'll hear from Charles Barkley talking about why he would suspend Kyrie Irving. Did Steve Nash have a good day yesterday? He got fired or decided that he didn't want to coach this team anymore.
Right.
But I wonder, if you're Steve Nash, do you go, oh, thank God I can get away from this? I don't know if he'll ever get another head coaching job, but KD and Kyrie both wanted him as their head coach. Then they both wanted to get out of there, and then they both wanted him fired. Other than that, the drama continues as the world turns with your Brooklyn Nets. Yes, Todd?
He's got plenty of money, fame, awards. Who needs the aggravation? He can be a consultant again or whatever his title was with the Warriors. He doesn't need this mess in Brooklyn.
Why is he the one who got the blame? When you have two star players who have acted immature, certainly Kyrie has, Steve Nash isn't playing, but it felt like, oh, he's lost the locker room. And then you're going to bring in the coach who's been suspended for the entire season by the Boston Celtics. The Boston Celtics didn't ask for any compensation, which I found amazing. You know that this guy can coach. You know that this guy will make the Nets better. And you didn't ask for anything? And they're in your division? I find that mind-boggling. Unless they're like, get him out of here. You want him? You can have him. If you're the Nets, did you do more than 5 minutes of your due diligence on Ime Udoka and what happened in Boston? He was already an assistant coach with the Nets before this. I'm assuming KD and Kyrie are okay with this. God help us if they're not. Here's Charles Barkley last night on the NBA, inside the NBA on TNT.
I think the NBA dropped the ball.
In what way?
I think he should have been suspended. I think Adams should have suspended him. First of all, Adams Jewish. You can't take my $40 million and insult my religion. If you're going to insult me, you have the right. But I have the right to say, no, you're not going to take my $40 million and insult my religion. I think the NBA, they made a mistake. We have suspended people and fined people who have made homophobic slurs. And that was the right thing to do. I think if you insult the black community, you should be suspended or fined heavily, depending. I saw they did the same thing to the kid in Minnesota this year when he made the gay slur. I think you should get suspended or fined.
How many people have seen this movie that Kyrie is promoting or putting on his social platform? I'm curious, has Kyrie seen it? Right, let me start there. But Kyrie is not going to apologize for what he believes in. And just because Adam Silver is Jewish, he can't make it personal. He's the commissioner. But do we hold the owners accountable in a different way? They should be held to a higher standard. But are we holding Kyrie Irving to a different standard here? And if so, why? Or why not? Yeah, Paul.
I did like what Barkley said from the standpoint of fairness of punishment, which I think is what he was talking about. If the commissioner is going to punish something that's deemed offensive to a group, then he should punish any NBA player or coach or executive if they do something that is considered offensive to a group. I don't know if that's, I don't know whether Kyrie should be punished, but I think Barkley's talking about consistency of punishment.
And Reggie Miller talked about this during the game. He's like, hey, we held Robert Sarver of the Suns accountable. We Donald Sterling, we held him accountable. We should hold Kyrie Irving accountable for what he's saying. If he's saying something that is detrimental, it's offensive. But I don't know what the commissioner... It feels like they put out a memo, but they didn't address Kyrie Irving individually. It was basically, hey, we're not going to tolerate this. But you did tolerate this if you're moving on from Kyrie Irving. But Kyrie is, you know, whether you believe him or not, agree with him or not, he is saying this is what I believe. Should he be suspended if he says this is what I truly believe? He believes the earth is flat. Good luck with that. How do they explain that? Maybe somebody who's a flat earther can help me. That, you know, like when boats continue to sail, like is there, you know, like a collection of boats where they just go over the edge? Because you eventually have to get to the edge of the earth, don't you?
Yeah. Is there a town that's on the edge that's like some people are just on one side of the curve?
Yeah, I never understood that. If there is a, I'm sure there's a logical explanation to the flat earthers, but what happens when you get to the end of the earth? Yes, Paul.
I may be going too deep in this. I was wondering if the Nets decided to fire Nash yesterday to change the topic. I know they're bad, I know they're, but to do it at the same day that Kyrie Irving, one of your star players, is getting a lot of national criticism.
And they're not even letting him talk to the media.
Right, and then you change the entire topic around the franchise, and maybe it's almost like you're picking new baggage. Let's bring in some new baggage so we could get on from the old baggage.
Well, that sounds like what Daniel Snyder does with the Commanders.
Yeah, but Adoka's got his own baggage.
Yeah, he does. Nobody talking about that. That the Celtics basically just said, here you go. You want to? Here's the coach of the year. Here you go. I'm hopeful that there's a background check on Udoka. Yeah, Marv?
And the Nets still have Ben Simmons.
He's loving this. No one's talking about him.
Yeah. Is anybody talking about that I can't shoot? No. Nobody said. Anybody talking about I didn't play last? No. Nobody's saying. Good. All right.
Hey, you know what? Things have been a little chaotic, guys, okay? Let's bring in a nice sound voice of reason.
Here is,
how about Ime Udoka?
Here's Sean Marks, the Nets GM, on Steve Nash's firing.
He's aware of, hey, they're not responding to me right now, or, you know, that was not the performance I needed to see out there, and so forth. So we were open with our dialogue. And so, you know, over the course of, you know, the last week, 10 days, we've just been talking and talking, and I think it came to a head.
And by the way, he doesn't have an Australian accent. He did that just for the press conference.
Wow.
To throw people off.
Versatile.
Yes, he did. Kyrie went 0 for 6 from three-point range. That's his third game this season. Six or more three-point attempts without a make. Hey, getting into Ben Simmons' territory there. Yes, he... And in case you're wondering, the Nets right now have the fifth best odds to win the NBA title. Yes, Seton.
When you go to the Flat Earth Society website,
yeah,
which does exist, and you click on their frequently asked questions,
yes,
the first question is, are you serious? And the answer is, yes. Are you serious? Yes.
Okay, but where is the end of the earth?
I haven't had time to really dive into all of this yet, because it's very detailed. There's, are you controlled opposition? Is it connected to any religion? What is some of the evidence you have? What about pictures from space? What about astronauts? Why would people lie about the shape of the Earth? It's very, very detailed.
I would like to go to the Flat Earth Convention, because my guess is they're going to that town, because that's what they're all based on. Whatever that town is that's on the edge, let's go. I'm open to letting them prove it to us.
So what they're saying is there is no end of the Earth. It just goes on indefinitely. And you actually, you're not going around in a circle. You're just going straight forever.
Oh, like a tabletop.
I think that's what I'm reading.
All right.
Okay. Yes, Todd.
If nothing else, isn't a circular globe much cooler than some kind of flat thing like that would look like a map? If nothing else, just when you're decorating your house or your office, you want a round, you could light it up. Some of them, you can just kind of hit a button and you light it up. I like that.
All right. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
All right.
Yep.
What's the poll question for hour two, Seton O'Connor?
I'm so glad that you asked, Dan.
All right. Okay.
Let me update hour one for you.
Okay. By the way, in case you're wondering, it's Logan Paul challenging the head of the table, Roman Reigns, and the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. Don't miss Crown Jewel Saturday, November 5th at 12 p.m. Eastern, a kickoff show at 11 a.m. Eastern, streaming only on Peacock.
So, Dan, we put up there for hour one, biggest win of the NFL trade deadline. Dolphins still run away with that one with 52% of the vote. Right. We also put up there, just quickly, who had a better day yesterday, the Nets or Steve Nash? Right now, 95% of the audience say Steve Nash. How about that? Yeah, that's a joke.
Man.
That's what I just did.
And they are a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, right now.
You said it.
But they can get it together. They can.
Don't fall for this.
Well, no, I didn't pick them. There are analysts who pick the Nets to win it all this year. There are analysts who pick the Clippers to win it all this year.
Adoka's team with the Celtics was stunk the first third of the season last year. Mm-hmm. So there is precedent.
Yeah, but they played great defense in the second half of the season. Are the Nets willing to play great defense? Can they play great defense? That's what I would want to know. Yes, Marv.
Man, you know what? Udoka seems like that really pretty girl. Like, why is she single? You guys about to find out why.
Jeez. Well, he is single because of what happened with the Boston Celtics. Ouch.
Dang.
Yeah, okay. I'm just giving.
Yeah, we didn't do it.
Yeah. Don't blame me.
Yeah.
Certainly not too soon.
No, it's not.
Pretty recent.
It was like 40 days. Isn't that how long ago it was? 40 days?
And 40 nights.
And 40 nights.
No, I don't even think he got to the nights. I think it was 40 days and 39 nights. And then they're like, all right, you want to be the Nets head coach? Come on in. Sure. They're like, we'll take you. Wait, you got baggage? Yeah, come on. We want you. Yes, Marv.
So are we rooting for them just to completely continue to be a train wreck? Or are we rooting for them to go on like a 30-game winning streak?
Both. Either.
Nothing in the middle, right?
No.
I don't need you to be, 15-8.
No.
That sucks.
I want you to be 23-0 or 0-23. Either way. I'm not rooting. I'm just rooting for a good story. Trade deadline, Bradley Chubb goes to the Dolphins, and that improved their Super Bowl odds. They're, 18-1 odds? The Dolphins are, 30-1. They were 35-1. The Ravens, no change. They're still 18-1 after picking up Roquan Smith from Chicago. The Vikings have moved up considerably since the start of the year, now 18-1. And they started the season at 40-1. They picked up TJ Hockenson at the trade deadline. All right, Eduardo in Florida joins us. Eduardo, good morning. What's on your mind today?
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I have been watching you and listening to you, and I was very surprised at one thing. I usually find you to be a very equitable and fair person, which I respect greatly.
Mm-hmm.
Your comment about whether or not Kyrie Irving should be held accountable or fined or suspended, because he actually believed what he posted, is quite confusing to me, because there are many people who actually believe what they say, and it's oftentimes horrible.
Oh, I don't agree with what he said to me, or what he said, Eduardo, I don't agree with, but I have to try to factor this in from the NBA standpoint. I don't know if there's double standards, so I'm trying to be equitable with this. I'm trying to look at this in a fair way, but I didn't say you got to suspend him. I understand that he, hurt people. I played Charles Barkley sound, but I'm not here, going to exonerate him. Hey, you believe this, therefore we can't fine you. I think if you've listened long enough, I don't pick sides. I'm just covering it. I'm giving you both sides. Sometimes it's hard to give you that other side. I want to know how many people watch this movie, putting it into context. I haven't watched it. All I know is there's quite a few outlets who are quoting Rolling Stone about the movie that he has put on his social platform or promoting. But no, Kyrie, what he said, didn't want to talk about it, his last press conference. Why not? If you firmly believe in it, it's just people look at this platform that he has, and I don't know, you know, the Nets shut him down. Why did you shut him down? Why hasn't the NBA fined him, suspended him? I'm just trying to give you both sides here. Do I understand why there are a lot of people who would have a problem with this? Absolutely. And I do. Absolutely. But I'm not the one who's handing out the punishment here. But I am trying to understand, why would Kyrie, it's like that's the flag he's planting on this hill. And I'm like, why? You know, you didn't want to get vaccinated. You cost yourself a lot of money. Okay. You cost yourself, you know, your team as well. You're a selfish individual. Okay. You're one of the deep thinkers who thinks that they're always right. And I have a problem with that. But does the NBA have a problem with it? And if not, then why? That's what I would want to know. But I try to be equitable and look at both sides here. But thank you, Eduardo, for the phone call. Yes, Marv.
Who's having a worse day than the Nets PR? The Nets PR is having a rough go at it. Like, how do they even try to, like, salvage anything that's going on with Kyrie or Udoka? Or, like, they're really trying to earn their money now.
I think you're just trying to go, can we come up for air? Is it safe yet? You start winning, then maybe it starts to go away. That is the famous deodorant. In fact, we should come up with a deodorant called winning.
When things are going well, you smell great.
Yeah, winning. Winning. Anything else that needs to be mentioned here? If you're watching on Peacock, thank you. That's our streaming partner. And you can dial us up, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. When we come back, one of the smarter NFL guys I've ever been around, Mike Tannenbaum, former GM in the NFL, get his thoughts on what exactly happened yesterday. Why did we think the Packers were actually going to do something at the trade deadline? Because it feels like every draft, every trade deadline, we go, yeah, now they're going to go get OBJ or Chase Claypool or Brandon Cooks or nope, they didn't get anybody here. The big winners and losers at the trade deadline. More on the Nets coming up a little bit later on, and your phone calls are always welcome. You know who was a big winner yesterday? In fact, I'm going to wait, but I'm going to say this might surprise you that you probably didn't even factor this in. This person was a big winner yesterday. We'll take a break. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show. I love opening up the Panini America packs because you're never quite sure what you're going to get. Now, I know that you're going to get the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. And you can open up your packs or Panini's public auctions that are located on the site. Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We invite you to check out their NFT marketplace, paniniamerica.net/blockchain, for one-of-a-kind digital cards. paniniamerica.net/blockchain. First time ever, FIFA World Cup. They're already the official product of the NFL, NBA, UFC, and now the World Cup. You got top players from the best leagues around the world and some of the all-time greatest footballers, and you can go into the public gallery. Panini NFT trading cards giving you the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts from every base pack. PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses. Then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
More phone calls coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. Frank Isola, who covers the Nets, he will join us coming up at the top of next hour. Mike Tannenbaum, the former general manager, former NFL executive, appears regularly on many of ESPN's studio programs, and one of the smarter NFL people I've ever been around. Mike joins us on the program. Mike, I was mentioning this prior to the commercial break. I thought the big winner, one of the big winners yesterday, was Tua Tagovailoa, because at the start of the season, it felt like the Dolphins said, if this doesn't go well, we still have some draft picks, and we could use that to take a quarterback here. And you're going to probably pick up his fourth year, you know, his option here after this next season with what he's doing this year. What do you think the Dolphins said about Tua without saying anything yesterday?
Yeah, Dan, great to be with you. And I completely agree with you. You know, it's interesting when you look at next year's first round, Seattle with Geno Smith playing really good, Philadelphia, who has Jalen Hurts playing well, and then Houston and Detroit. Those are the four teams that have two first-round picks. And now Miami is one of five teams that doesn't have a first-round pick. So I completely agree with you. I think they sent a massive message that, hey, Tua's our guy. And look, let's face it, when he's healthy, he's played well this year.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm them, I have to hold my breath a little bit in terms of can he get through the rigors of a 17-game season. I would fortify the offensive line, but clearly when you look at winners and losers, I would put Tua at the very top.
Bradley Chubb going to the Dolphins, and I understand Denver saying, all right, we're not going anywhere. We're not going to pay this guy $100 million, I guess, moving forward. Give me the logic of what Denver did and what Miami is doing.
I don't like it for Denver because it sends the wrong message, which is, hey, we acquired Russell Wilson. We should be trying to win as many games as possible. It sends a terrible message that, hey, even though we may have hit on Baron Browning and certainly Randy Gregory was a big offseason acquisition, Bradley Chubb's a young, really productive pass rusher when he's healthy. So I want to keep those players even if I have to franchise them. Now, look, I'm sure what they're saying is we need a first-round pick to help with the offensive line or other ways to help Russell. But that's San Francisco's first-rounder. And, Dan, they're going to be playing meaningful games. I wouldn't be surprised if San Francisco's first-round pick was in the lower 20s. And for Miami, I like it from a standpoint of even though you have Jalen Phillips and Emmanuel Agba, you've really struggled getting to the quarterback. And for us to get to where we want to go, we got to beat Josh Allen. We got to beat Patrick Mahomes. And if we were drafting in next year's first round, as you mentioned, if we're good on Tua, pass rush is the likely place they would have gone anyway.
Give me the move that happened or didn't happen that will have the biggest impact on the end of end of the season.
You know, Dan, it's easy for me. I mean, it's shocking that we're talking about an NFC North team adding a wide receiver, and it's not the Green Bay Packers. You know, one of the things, like when you have the privilege of running an NFL team, you have to have the wherewithal to say, hey, our plan is firmly etched in pencil, and we're going to move on from Devontae Adams. We're going to take Christian Watson in the second round, Romeo Doubs in the fourth, but we have an all-time great quarterback right now who's much closer to the end than the beginning. So go get Jerry Jeudy. Go get Chase Claypool. Go help him win right now. And the fact that the Packers didn't, to me, is very meaningful where, look, the Bears aren't going to win the division, but Claypool is going to be a good player. That helps Justin Fields. And then you've got Minnesota sitting there with six wins, Dan, and they add a good player in TJ Hockenson.
But I don't understand if it's obvious to us, Mike, then why didn't the Packers make a move?
Well, you know, the word on the street was they were interested in Claypool, and maybe they just felt it wasn't worth a second-round pick. And look, I've been there with Brett Favre. I've been there with Vinny Testaverde, with quarterbacks at the end of their career. And when those windows are closing, you want to do everything within reason. And I think what happens sometimes in Green Bay is you can lack a sense of urgency because you don't have an owner. And look, they've done a great job. Matt LaFleur, Brian Gutekunst, they have a really good record. I just think they made a mistake by not doing, you know, what a lot of other teams did yesterday, which is to help them coming down the stretch here. Now, with that said, Dan, if they come out of this with Odell Beckham Jr. in the next week or two, you know, then we'll give him credit then. But that's the one player that's out there of consequence that can help them in a meaningful way.
Chase Claypool frustrates me because I think he looks the part. He doesn't always play the part. Why is that?
A lot of young receivers come out of college exactly that way. They're not great route runners. They're also very young, somewhat immature. He's a guy that, let's face it, had some growing up to do, which I think he was starting to do that. I think there was some humility that guys like George Pickens were just getting more playing time. And sometimes when you go to the next team, you benefit. Like I know when we acquired Santonio Holmes, that was humbling for him to get traded from the Steelers to the Jets. So it could be an opportunity. And really what I would tell him if I was a GM of the Bears, Dan, is very simple. Like, the slate is completely clean. You can grow in a meaningful way with Justin Fields for the next 10 years and make a lot of money right here in Chicago. Or in a year and a half, you could be on your third team in 3 years and be a journeyman. So the pen is in your hand. What kind of career do you want to have?
And I couldn't help but think of Laremy Tunsil yesterday because of the draft capital that you got for Laremy Tunsil. And that turns out that you're able to use it for Bradley Chubb, Jalen Waddle, and Tyreek Hill. That seems like a one-sided trade if you looked at, you know, a lot of times we look at trades, Mike, and we go, oh, man, they got the better end of this because we look at what happens immediately. You got to play the long game sometimes where you go, oh, that's right, they got those draft picks from the Texans for Laremy Tunsil.
And that's one of the reasons, candidly, Bill O'Brien's not in Houston anymore. Bill O'Brien may be a good coach, but he turned out not to be a good GM, you know, with the Tunsil trade, DeAndre Hopkins, amongst others. So, you know, credit Miami for doing that. And when you look at even the trade back, where they traded back with the 49ers when San Francisco traded up last year for Trey Lance, they came out of that with both Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill. So they have some great players in Hill, Waddle, and Chubb. The question for Miami now is, can Tua stay at that level consistently and healthy? Can Chubb stay healthy, which he's struggled with? And now we got these pieces. Can we close the gap meaningfully on Kansas City and Buffalo?
And I'll go back to the deals that were made by two other teams in the NFC North. If you would have said two teams are going to pick up receivers in the NFC North, I know the Lions aren't going to be one of those. You would have assumed that it would be the Packers and the Vikings, and the fact that it's the Bears and the Vikings. And TJ Hockenson, for a team that's had no production from their tight ends, I thought this was a sneaky great pickup for them.
Absolutely. And TJ Hockenson, Dan, he's a really good blocker. Like, he could capture the edge. And by the way, you got Dalvin Cook, so you could close games out. So that was a really good move. And by the way, like, I've been in Brian Gutekunst's shoes, the GM of the Packers. Like, he's walking into that building today, and he's got 53 guys looking at him like, what's going on here? Like, what didn't you do? Like, we want to win right now. And look, you got to do things within reason and be judicious. We get that, Dan.
But what happens when Rodgers passes Brian Gutekunst in the hallway?
It's not good. And I got to tell you, I had great relationships with, like, some of the veterans, like the Bart Scotts of the world. I remember we once cut a player, Jericho Cotri, who was a B player and an A-plus person, and we moved on from him because we needed the spot. And I had, like, a line in my office, like, you screwed up, Mike. You can't do that. This guy solves problems for you. And I can't imagine today Aaron Rodgers is pounding down that door like, what didn't you get done? Like, why do you think we're a better team today? We know Watson can't stay healthy. Dobbs has been really inconsistent. Why not go get a guy like Claypool or Judy or Brandon Cooks? Like, why didn't you do that? Like, it sends a horrible message. Now, with that said, the one thing they could do is go get Odell Beckham, because, look, I know he's coming off of the ACL. He's not ready yet. But when he played in the last game we saw, Dan, including Aaron Donald, he was the best player on the field, and he just turned 30. So I think there's still good football left in him, and that's exactly the type of player they need.
Yeah, but he makes me nervous. That's two ACLs, Mike. And coming from somebody who's had seven knee surgeries, and I'm just trying to walk, let alone he's going out there trying to play after his second one. And I know a lot of people hold out a hope, and he's clickbait. They love to follow the stories. Speaking of clickbait, the Cowboys, I guess, were all in on Brandon Cooks to the very end and then didn't pull the trigger. I know he's expensive. He's productive. How surprised were you the Cowboys didn't make this move?
Really surprised. They have a championship defense. You know, outside of Aaron Donald, I think Micah Parsons may be the best non-quarterback on the planet. He is that transcendent. And when you have a window to win now, look, your quarterback, Dan, we could debate, is Dak the sixth best quarterback, the 12th? It really doesn't matter. He's a good quarterback with a great defense. And if you could get one more element on the perimeter that could really help guys like CeeDee Lamb. And look, like, Dalton Schultz is good, not great, but you do have Tony Pollard. They are missing. Like, I think if they could have the one move back, moving on from Cooper was really a mistake, because that's really what they need. They need somebody on the outside that can make plays, and that's what Brandon Cooks can do. He can take the top off coverage. He can move the safety over. It opens up the middle of the field, and I think in hindsight, they wouldn't have cut Cooper, who was making just $20 million, which is reasonable in this day and age, and I would have extended a little bit to make sure that we at least got in Cooks.
Talking to Mike Tannenbaum, the ESPN NFL front office insider. Yeah, trying to figure out what the Cowboys were doing. And I thought, you know, Jerry loves shiny toys and you bring in another offensive weapon. But let me go back to Micah Parsons. You guys spend so much time studying who these, you know, draft eligible players are. He's a middle linebacker at Penn State, had tremendous athleticism. I go back to Aaron Donald. Like, some of these guys where you go, how did people miss on them?
So Donald's easy. He isn't tall, and he plays a position that, let's face it, isn't a premier position. I mean, he wasn't like a pass rushing defensive end. So that's why he wasn't a top five pick. There was real concerns that he was a little bit short, and coming out, he wasn't overly big. Okay. Obviously, that was a massive mistake. Parsons is really interesting because, Dan, like, it was a negative a little bit coming out. He was a little bit positionless from a standpoint. You're right. He was an off-the-ball middle linebacker at Penn State. So you actually couldn't see what he could do great, which was rush the passer. And sometimes that happens. Like, players play in different positions in college. And I think, look, he's a great player, but I give Dan Quinn a lot of credit because what he's been able to do is move him around, and it just puts him in, like, he gets him in a lot of one-on-one situations, and he's unblockable. And look, they got DeMarcus Lawrence last year. They also had Randy Gregory. But when you get Parsons one-on-one, he's hard to block, and you didn't see that a lot at Penn State. You saw him dropping. You could see him run. You could see the athleticism. But yeah, Now what we're seeing, it translates to a great pass rusher as well.
I thought that they would use him in college like they did LeVar Arrington, where you just say, hey, we're going to line him up. You try to find him because he's coming after you. And that's where, and I did have a source who said, if somebody's willing to take the chance, Micah Parsons is the best defensive player in the draft. And
100, yep.
and we've seen that. I mean, he should be up there in the MVP race.
You know, Dan, if we owned a team and it wasn't a quarterback, I'm hard pressed to think he wouldn't be the guy we would start our team with.
Oh, I like that. Hey, it's great to talk to you as always. And thanks for joining us, Mike.
Dan, really appreciate it. And hope those 7D surgeries serve you well.
Oh,
and
Yeah. That you would take me off the board. I had way too many red flags, not just my knees, by the way, but you would have taken me off the board.
But, Dan, you got great intangibles if you can help the team a lot either way.
Thank you, buddy. That's Mike Tannenbaum, the ESPN NFL front office insider, former NFL executive. I would not be on the draft board with my knees. But, you know, people look back, it's revisionist history. And while I watched Penn State games, I remember being like, that guy struck me as a junior sale Troy Polamalu. He did not have a position, but he seemed to be in every play. And I thought, you know, that's stuff you can't coach. But what place do you have him? Because as a middle linebacker, you don't get to show your athleticism. Not the way you used to. You got to put him on the edge. And that's what I kept thinking. Don't say he's a linebacker. Just say he's a football player. Yeah, Marv.
You took the words out of my mouth. Is it now becoming like more positionless? Like, you know what?
It's like basketball.
Right. Like, what position does he play? He's a ball player. Just put him out there.
I know you have to be listed. Oh, you're a center, you're forward, which I'm trying my best to get rid of that because when it comes to the all-NBA team, hey, who are the 15 best players in the NBA? That's your all-NBA. Not, we got to have a center. We have to have two forwards and two guards. I hate that because basketball is positionless. There are players in the NFL who are positionless. I didn't get a chance to ask him this. Paulie has talked about this. What if Christian McCaffrey just became a slot receiver? If you want to extend his career, put him as a slot receiver. Because he's not going to carry the ball 25 times anymore. But if I can extend his career and, you know, running back, you can find one. But if I put McCaffrey out there, I got Deebo Samuel and George Kittle. I think if I look at the long-term picture here, big picture here with San Francisco, I might lean that way. Yeah, more
like an Edelman type?
Oh, that's too easy.
I was going to say he was more like a Jalen Waddle type. I wasn't going to do the player comp. Let me give a white guy there.
Those are the laziest comps ever. It's the worst.
It's my favorite. It's my favorite. When somebody, Paulie will go, who do you think player comp is? I go, give me a white guy. Yeah. And then it's usually a white guy with a player comp.
It's like, oh, Nick Bosa. Who's he saying? Jared Allen. I'm like, man, you skipped over like 15 guys.
Chris Long. Yeah.
Nick Bosa, who's remind you of? Joey Bosa. Oh, okay. Yes, Eden.
I never thought of a slot receiver as being a more healthy position. Aren't you the dude that's sort of like always running over the middle, getting destroyed?
Well, but how many times are you going to get hit? How many catches are you going to have? If you're a running back, the number of people who can tackle you as a running back is a lot different than those who can tackle you as a slot receiver. I would think you would be able to, and his dad was a former receiver. Although his dad never did well.
Coach his son.
And keeping in avoiding contact. Ed McCaffrey took some of the hardest blows I've ever seen a receiver in NFL history. Yes,
Eden. I feel like Wes Welker might disagree with
that. Well, Wes would be up there. Wes took contact. Mm. Yes, he did. Let me take a break here. We've got some more phone calls here coming up. It sounded like Mike Tannenbaum was all in on Geno Smith, that Seattle doesn't need a quarterback. Okay. Hey, good for him. But that's a big window between, hey, you're going to be the number one pick to a first round pick to now you're a second round pick. You're kind of playing. A teammate broke your jaw. You don't play anymore. You bounced around to a few teams. Seattle, we finally found our quarterback here. We're back after this. Holidays around the corner. Schedule's about to get a little busier. You got to stay motivated. The holidays can be stressful. You got traveling. You got to wrap gifts. You got to go get the gifts. On everything else on top of that, you have to entertain and do it with a smile. Well, I can help you. M-Drive. M-Drive supplements for us. They're made specifically for men to address stress, weight, and energy. You can be your best. Enjoy the holidays. Actually, the holidays can be fun. Find top-selling M-Drive products in stores at Rite Aid and Sprouts. And for my listeners, Black Friday is starting early. Get 25% off all M-Drive supplements now through November. You need the energy. You can get the energy. Text Dan to 55,000 to get your exclusive code. That's Dan at 55000. Go into the holidays with a good foundation. Get started with 25% off. Text Dan to 55,000. Message and data rates may apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL. They've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, Don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
More phone calls coming up. By the way, if the season ended today, which it won't, the NFL draft order, it'd be the Lions, then Houston, Carolina, Pittsburgh, Jacksonville, Las Vegas, Tampa Bay, and New Orleans. I don't know if there's a tankathon for anybody this year where you go, let's lose to get that guy, because it feels like you probably have three or four quarterbacks who could be in that top 10, or at least the conversation there. The top three teams, Detroit would take a quarterback, Houston would take a quarterback, Carolina would take a quarterback, Pittsburgh would not, Jacksonville would not, Las Vegas wouldn't. Vegas might down the road, I guess. Tampa Bay, New Orleans. New Orleans might. Then it's the Browns, Denver, Arizona. If I'm Tampa, I'm probably taking a quarterback soon. All right. By the way, episode 4 of Running Smoke is out now. This week's episode, the tension ramps up. Derek White, former NASCAR driver, he's banned from NASCAR. Here's a clip, Running Smoke, available at danpatrick.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Usually you're innocent until you're proven guilty, right? But right off the bat, they f***ing banned me.
No matter what, Derek was going to get banned. We dissolved Derek's partnership where he was no longer an owner of MDM Motorsports.
This week on Running Smoke, Derek gets a call from NASCAR. And we dive into the moonshining, down and dirty history of the sport.
I mean, look at NASCAR. I mean, it was built off bootlegging.
Running Smoke, available at danpatrick.com. Wherever you get your podcast, be sure to like, review, and follow. Really, really well done. And very proud of it. danpatrick.com. Also, Marcellus Wiley is going to join us next hour. His podcast is available as well. New episodes drop on Wednesday. He spoke to LaDainian Tomlinson, his former teammate. We were just talking about this with Mike Tannenbaum, the former general manager. If you took all the quarterbacks out and we had a draft, all the other players in the NFL available, who's the number one pick overall? And now we have to factor in, are we talking about now? Are we talking about, you know, a five-year window? Paulie?
You're starting a team, and it's the age they are now. So you're looking at people under 25 years old. Micah Parsons of the Cowboys, Myles Garrett of the Browns.
Parsons, 23?
I think he's 23.
Okay.
Myles Garrett, I think, is 25. Justin Jefferson's 23. Definitely mm-hmm. These are all under 25. The wide receiver of the Vikings. Ja'Marr Chase of the Bengals.
All right.
Patrick Surtain, the second, the defensive back. They don't come around every day. Sure thing, defensive backs. Mm-hmm. Those are the five I threw out there.
I would say Micah Parsons would be number one. I would go Ja'Marr Chase two. I would go Justin Jefferson. Then I would go Myles Garrett, then Patrick Surtain. Yeah, Paul.
One more I'll throw out there just in case. Tristan Wirfs, the offensive lineman, he's 23 and he's already been all pro.
Yeah.
He's kind of like Quentin Nelson 3 years younger.
Yeah.
Is a guy like Jonathan Taylor totally off that list because he's having a down year?
Yeah, it feels like it's well, that position too. I don't want to take a running back number one overall.
Mm, yeah.
Great talent, but I don't want to go up. I don't want to take a running back in the first round. A couple more phone calls in here. It's Kyle in Iowa. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, DP, how you doing?
Great, Kyle.
6 foot, a nice 190. And I just wanted to say I'm so proud of the Vikes and what they're doing this year. Can't wait to see Hawk in a Vikings jersey. And Big Z, welcome to Minnesota. We love it. Uh-huh. And on a more serious note, just wanted to say, as a father of two boys named after Vikings players, I feel terrible for Coach Zim today. And he left the Vikings in a way better place than when he found them. That's all
yeah,
I got.
Yeah, his son just passed away. His son, I think, was involved in the NFL, assistant coach, but passed away. I think he was in his 30s. Eric in Georgia. Hi, Eric. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan Etz, first-time caller, long-time Peacock watcher, 5'11", 175, 5'10 by the end of the day. Chiefs and Jayhawks fan. I'm curious, why every morning are we talking about these million-dollar NBA players that just don't produce? I mean, like the Russell Westbrook and the Ben Simmons, and they're making these big contracts. They can't even shoot a shot. Why can't you bring up a G League baller? And if you want to limit a guy like Kyrie's platform, why don't you just bench him for a G Leaguer?
Well, I wonder what they're going to do. I don't know if the Nets are waiting for the NBA to react or vice versa, because sometimes leagues will say to a team, you discipline your player. And if we're in agreement of, you know, what the punishment is, then we're going to move on. It's just like the NFL said to the Rams with Aaron Donald, you discipline him. Okay, that was something that happened during a controlled scrimmage. You handle that. The NFL doesn't want to deal with everything. And I don't know what the NBA, what are they waiting for? Do you discipline Kyrie Irving? And if not, are you opening the door for more conversation, more rhetoric, more social media posts there? They didn't even let him talk to the media yesterday. And I'm going to go back to what Kevin Durant said. I'm going to throw the BS flag that he was shocked that the Nets fired Steve Nash. How can you be shocked? You wanted the guy fired, and you're shocked that he got fired? You should have said, look, I'm the last person shocked. I wanted Steve out of here in the offseason. Can it just take ownership here? God, you guys, this is what you want. You wanted everything. You got everything, and then you produced nothing. I'm shocked. Really? I'm shocked that you're shocked, KD. And the sooner you separate yourself from Kyrie, the better off you're going to be. Because it's guilt by association. Man, you really responded after your coach got fired. That inspired play against the Bulls. 2 hours in the books, one more to go. More on the Nets situation coming up. Also, Marcellus Wiley, former Pro Bowl defensive end, will join us assessing the trade deadline and why didn't the Packers make a move. One more item as we close out hour two. My son came home a couple of days ago, and we thought he came home to see us, and we realized that he wanted to sleep in the Sleep Number bed. He said he hadn't been getting a great night's sleep. I said, oh, woe is you. But I understand it. You know, you travel for days, thousands of miles, just to sleep in the Sleep Number bed. Once you sleep in it, then you understand it. You go into a Sleep Number store and ask about Sleep IQ technology. Also ask about, what's my sleep number? What's that mean? Also ask about this. You can save 40% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed Plus special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. So many great things about these people, not just their bed, their philosophy about getting a great night's sleep, because every great day starts the night before. Are you getting a great night's sleep? Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League, subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments are required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.